receive the sufficiency of Christ
to enable us to do what we need to do. I was also, let's look at what Paul told Timothy, some advice in terms of service. Paul to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 through to 26. And I read from verse 19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having the seal. The Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Again, I think you can see there that if we are connected with the Lord Jesus, we need to move away from sin. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. And then it goes on, flee also youthful lusts, and so on, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife, and a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility in correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. So in terms of service, notice this, that we need to be in the right condition, a vessel that we can be used by the Lord. And that's what you get here in verse 20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but some, but also of wood and clay, some for honor, some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he'll be a vessel for honor. So there is, obviously, if we are to be used, there needs to be a separation from and unto, really, from certain things that will defile us and make us unfit for use. In a practical sense, we all know in our homes, we all have certain utensils that are used for specific purposes. And if there's a utensil that is unfit, if it's not clean, we're not going to use it. We can put that aside. And it's the same, I believe, in a sense, it's the same with us, that if we are not in a correct condition, then the master can't use us in that regard.
Question. How do we distinguish the call of God to specific service and each of our responsibilities as servants of God in our normal existence?
Read it again there, Brother Mark.
The question is, in these instances that we've been looking at, one could conclude that these were individuals who were called to a specific service. How do we make the general statement for all of us who are, by definition, servants of God?
You want to help us with it?
Well, I think one of the dangers is making that kind of distinction. in that we don't want to make that kind of distinction. What we want to realize is that God calls us all to service. We've all been pressed into service. Mm-hmm. And being pressed into service, we all must gain a vision of the greatness of the Lord Jesus who has called us into this service. And so even though we may not all be vocationally engaged in the Lord's service, we all are the Lord's servants, and we ought to have the same experience, seeing His glory, His greatness, maintaining a life of sanctification in which we are separated to Him to be used in wherever and whatever capacity we can be, wherever we are, in whatever we're doing.
I'm thinking, is this a trick question or what? What's he? Yeah. But the very verses that you turn to in 2 Timothy are for all of us. They're not just for one group of people. Mm-hmm. They're for every, that the man of God, and that's how he's looking at us. He wants us to be men of God and females of God. All of us, not gender. He wants every one of us to be strengthened, that the man of God might be thoroughly equipped. And so what you have in 2 Timothy is, yes, we're part of a great house. That's all of us. That's professing Christendom. And yet, he says that you might be sanctified, that you might be set apart in the midst of all that, that you might be a vessel fit. So it's every one of us. There's no distinction. There's no hierarchy. There's nothing, these are the servants of the Lord. Mm. And we want to show reverence and we want to show whatever. As Hebrews says and reminds us to do, remember those who ruled over us. But at the same time, in God's eyes, we're on the same level, right? Mm-hmm. There's no, as Mark said, there's no servant and then the rest of us.
Now, how do we practically keep ourselves in a condition, whoever we are, whether we are the Lord's full-time servant or anyone else, how do we practically keep ourselves in a condition in which the Lord can use us? I do have the answer to that one on my head. But how do we do it? I mean, we talked about this a bit yesterday, I think, and before. How do we do it? Tim, you have the answer.
Dwell on the word and in prayer.
In fact, in Ephesians, and we didn't sort of use a scripture yesterday, but in Ephesians chapter 5, something that I just wanted to mention. Ephesians chapter 5, it speaks of verse 25, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. And this is it, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, and that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. In one sense, he is working, the Lord Jesus is working from heaven right now to cleanse us as we move through this scene. And he's using his word to keep us clean. And I was also thinking of like feet washing in John's Gospel chapter 13. He's cleansing us, using his word. And you and I, if we are to be vessels fit to serve him, we need to be constantly washing, cleansing our feet in order to be in a condition that he can use us. It's a thought that really spoke to me, that that's what we need. Practically, simply reading the Word of God on a daily basis, praying, and also keeping short accounts with God, confessing our sins, judging ourselves, in a sense, going to the, admitting that whatever you've done wrong, and applying the blood of Christ to our lives.